You're listening to a special edition of Away with Words, the show about language and how we use it. I'm Martha Barnett.
And I'm Grant Barrett. On today's special edition of Away with Words, we're featuring calls from our youngest listeners. Earlier, we mentioned conversations parents and their kids have about language.
And it's a treat when they start wondering about a word or phrase that they've heard a grandparent use.
Hi, my name is Katie. I'm from Tallahassee, Florida.
Hello, Katie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Katie.
What's up?
Well, I have a question about a word that my grandfather used to use a lot, Alswani. And I just found out lately that another close friend of mine's parents used to say it too. And I was just wondering what the origin of that word is and what it means.
And you said it was a grandparent of yours?
Yeah, my grandfather used to use it. He used to live up in the mountains of Virginia.
Uh-huh.
And our family friend's parents lived in Alabama. So I don't know where this region is. It a regional thing?
Okay.
So it's Alswani?
Mm-hmm. And what kind of context, Katie, would you hear your grandfather say it in?
He'd say it all the time. You know, if he got frustrated with my grandmother or me, he'd go, Alswani, I'm just going to go to my room. Or, you know, everything like that.
Was he a particularly conservative person?
Yes, he was a gospel singer. He used to be in quartets and sang in gospels and stuff. So he was kind of conservative. He didn't talk a lot.
Okay. All right. So he's conservative with his language, too, then.
I see where you're going with this.
You do see where I'm going. Yes. Yes. Because Swanee is a kind of mild oath. It's a way of exclaiming without saying anything naughty, without taking the Lord's name in vain or anything like that. It may actually go back to a Northern English dialect expression, I shall warrant, meaning basically I swear. But I don't know about your grandfather, but my mother wouldn't swear. She was a Southern Baptist.
No, my grandfather would never swear.
But there
my
you
grandfather,
go.
He would never swear.
There you go.
So
there
the
you
Northern
go.
English dialect version of it was I shall warrant. So W-A-R-R-A-N-T. And so this is just a consolidation slash corruption slash condensation
of
those words?
Yeah, I shall warrant, meaning I shall swear,
mm-hmm.
but without saying swear. But yeah, my mom was a Southern Baptist from the Blue Ridge, and so she wasn't about to swear. And it sounds like your grandfather was sort of the same.
Huh, that's really interesting.
Isn't that cool? Do you say it yourself now, Katie?
Yeah, I say it sometimes.
Do you say it just unconsciously or kind of ironically?
Sometimes I'll say it unconsciously because he used to say it a lot. And then, you know, I picked it up because I was around him a lot.
Aw,
that's
I
nice.
Love that.
Carry it on. And he, by the time it got to him, he had hundreds of years of history anyway. And
right.
If you carry it on, it'll just keep going.
Right.
That's great. And thank you, guys. I was just really curious what it was, the origin and what it meant.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's it. It's a way of swearing without swearing. And it's what we call a linguistic heirloom in that you're going to be carrying on your grandfather's expression.
Oh, that's really cool. Thanks, guys.
How great is that?
Right? I loved what she said about using her grandfather's phrase without even thinking about it because she'd spent so much of her childhood around him. I mean, what a nice reminder that nobody can ever take away from her.
Mm-hmm. And let's not forget the times when kids end up teaching the older folks about a word they thought they knew.
Hi, this is Sophia Agosta calling from Omaha, Nebraska.
Hi, Sophia.
Welcome to the show. What can we do for you?
So I have a question about the two words opaque and translucent. In the car one day when me and my parents were driving, I don't know how we got on the subject, but we started talking about the two words opaque and translucent. And I said, I remember in fourth grade, our teacher told us we were studying these minerals in these rocks, and there's some translucent ones, and we didn't know what the word to describe them was, and our teacher told us it was translucent so that light could come through, but you couldn't entirely see a clear picture through.
Mm-hmm.
And then, again, in the fifth grade last year, we learned how light traveled, and we learned the word opaque, and that meant like a wooden door that was solid. You couldn't, no light could come through. You couldn't see anything through. And then translucent meant that it was kind of like a lampshade. You know, you could, light came through, but you couldn't fully see a picture. Then I told that to my dad, and he was like, no, I thought opaque meant that a little bit of light could come through, but you couldn't see a full picture. I was like, no, that's translucent. So I didn't really know, and I decided to call you guys. So
I got to say, you sound like a very bright young woman, and Sophia, and you've got the definitions exactly right, as most of the world understands them. Opaque means that you can't see through it and no light passes through, and translucent means that some light passes through, but you can't make out what's on the other side, really.
Okay.
And then transparent, the third one that you didn't mention, means you can see through it completely and make out a clear picture of what's on the other side.
Yeah, the trans in translucent is a cross, like transfer.
So, and lucent means it comes from light, so light running across or passing across.
Yeah.
But the thing that I think we need to say here is that sometimes we all have these misunderstandings about language that don't get cleared up until really late in life. I was telling Martha earlier that I have a friend who thought asymmetrical, meaning not symmetrical, meant symmetrical, like for a long time, well into her 20s. She would say, oh, that's very asymmetrical. I'm like, no, it isn't. That's perfectly balanced.
Sophia, I think you live up to your name. Do you know what your name means in ancient Greek?
I think, does it mean wisdom?
It does mean wisdom. There we go. And therefore, philosophy is the love of wisdom. And I love that name, Sophia. So you're definitely living up to your name.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And thank you so much for calling.
We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Take care.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All righty.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, never too old to learn, right?
Right.
In fact, I won't even tell you how old I was before I realized that a staph infection is not an infection that's going around at work.
Did you think that when doctors on TV shows were shouting stat, that they wanted the numbers really fast?
No, by then I was already learning Latin, so I knew.
Oh, look at you, fancy. Well, you know, it's never too late to show your support for programs that help you keep learning. In fact, why not take a moment and call right now?
Here's the number,